This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right. Good Friday morning to you. Glad you're with us this morning. It's the 23rd day of the month, a few minutes after 7 in the morning, and we've got lots to get to still this morning. We're going to talk to Jonah Platt, who is the host of Being Jewish with Jonah Platt, because we wanted to talk to somebody about this wave of anti-Semitism that we've seen across the country and how it's being handled on these university campuses, obviously highlighted in the wake of the murder of these two embassy officials in Washington, D.C., a couple actually ready to be engaged within the week or two, it looks like, from what we're hearing, and just kind of making that even all the more tragic. And we'll talk to Jonah coming up in the next hour. Before this hour is up, we're going to get to the Capitol beat with Congressman Bob Onder, because he has been up there working on the big, beautiful bill. And I know that he's a member of the Freedom Caucus, and I'm anxious to hear from him how he felt about that bill, if there were things he would like to have seen done differently, if he thinks it's going to survive the Senate. We'll get to all that for you here at about 7:35 this morning. And, Kim, I don't know about you, but how do you feel about emissions testing? Do you even think about it?
Having to an emissions test?
Yeah, on your car.
When
you have to get it done before you have to go to the DMV to renew your plates. There's one local county that where there's a discussion now of trying to get rid of that emissions testing because of the burden of it on not only consumers, taxpayers, but on the shops that are forced to, in many cases, conduct these things at a loss because the price is set by the state. So we're going to talk more about that with Jason Law, the former mayor of Lake St. Louis, who's also running for St. Charles County Executive. I've got him coming up here at about 7:20 this morning. So we'll get to all that and more for you. Right now, though, I want to get to this morning's shortlist, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Of the anti-Semitism on college campuses. And how are we not talking about that? That is the story. There is a culture of dehumanizing Jews that is rampant on the left. Nobody wants to talk about it. They're not going to listen to us. We need people on the left to say this is unacceptable.
Yeah, Batya Unger Sargon there. You've heard her on CNN quite often lately. And she is speaking out and saying, listen, us complaining about it on the right is not enough. They've got to hear this from some of these left-wing progressive leaders that enough is enough.
We've had a very, very big week. You saw that. We got back from the Middle East and we brought $5.1 trillion back with us. We had tremendous. Our country, let me tell you, our country is hot.
Yeah, there's the president bragging about his Middle East trip and yesterday. And in the meantime, all the media wants to ask about is the airplane.
It's despicable. And we've seen the Democrat Party turn a blind eye and in some cases actually embrace such anti-Semitic illegal behavior.
That's the press secretary, Caroline Leavitt, after Ilhan Omar declined to say anything when asked her reaction to the murder of two Israelis in Washington, D.C.
Missouri's lawmakers from both parties have spoken out against cuts. Just last week, Senator Josh Hawley went on record saying he wants to protect Medicaid for working families. And earlier this year, he said he won't vote for anything that cuts Medicaid.
Yep, there you have it. This is a debate. I wish I'd had a chance to ask Senator Hawley about this yesterday morning. It just wasn't on my radar. I didn't realize that he had made comments opposing some of these cuts to Medicaid, because I would like to have drilled down on that a little bit. We're going to talk to Congressman Bob Onder about that here at the bottom of the hour, because he, of course, was up there when this debate was going on. Now, the concern in Missouri, and as expressed in that KMOV story, is a problem of our own making, Kim, because this is now in the Missouri Constitution. Remember back in 2020, one of those feel-good initiative petitions? By golly, we're going to force the state of Missouri to expand Medicaid and to give state-run health care, free health care, to more and more Missourians. So basically, to do that, you just lower the threshold for income, right? You just keep lowering it till just about everybody's available to get Medicaid. We have over 1 million people in the state of Missouri, in a population of 6 million, well over 1 million who are currently receiving Medicaid, which is designed for the poorest of the poor. And now there are people getting it who aren't the poorest of the poor, who might be physically able to go out and work for a living. But why should they, when they can lay home and get their health care for free?
I know people who have benefited from Medicaid, but they were hardworking people, had jobs. It wasn't just this whole, oh, yeah, I deserve this money from the government, these handouts, and I'm going to use it and not feel like I need to, you know, even get a job myself.
This is always the false argument that's given by the left to justify spending the money in the first place or making the cuts in the second place. There we've always, for many, many, many years, had a safety net in this country for people who are down on their luck, either welfare or, poor because of other conditions beyond their ability to control. They've got a disability of some sort. They're unable to work and make a living, be that mental or physical disability. We've always done that. But what they've tried to do over the years, they did it with Obamacare, was expand the number of people eligible for it by lowering the threshold to get it, because that was the goal. It's impossible to cut a program when you've got more and more people who are eligible for it, and then you're suddenly accused of taking health care away from poor children. Well, really, they probably shouldn't have had it in the first place, and that's your fault. So by putting this on the ballot and allowing people to come in and lie and run their deceitful ad campaigns with millions of dollars from out of state, this is what we've ended up with. One more constitutional amendment putting Missouri taxpayers on the hook to pay for this ridiculous program. Parts of it are ridiculous. When the federal gravy train goes away, we who were opposed to this idea warned about this at the time, and I was one of them, that said, if you do this and the federal government ever decides to either block grant or cut the amount of money going into Medicaid, or heaven forbid we get in a really bad economy and tax revenues are way down or whatever the case may be, Missouri's going to have to make up the difference. If the federal money's not there, they were paying like 80% of the bill. The federal money's not there. It's got to come out of the taxpayers' pockets in Missouri. The only answer to this is going to be a tax increase in Missouri. And that's not going to be Donald Trump's fault or the members of Congress who are trying to cut waste out of Medicaid. It's going to be the fault of the idiots here who bought into this whole idea of Medicaid expansion and gave more people free health care. That's where the fault is going to lie when all this happens. I was into it on social media with some people on this yesterday. I'm like, look,
it's so unlike you, Mark.
You can bellyache all you want, but this is your fault. You voted for this.
Mm-hmm.
The chickens have come home to roost.
Or it's the people who decided not to vote and then they still complain.
Well,
that really angers me.
That is a true fact. All right, we're going to get to a quick break here. I mentioned earlier we got Jason Law coming up. He is running for county executive out in St. Charles County, and he is pushing a plan to end emissions testing out there, and he wants to draw some attention to some of the problems about this. We'll get him on the air coming up. Stay tuned.
Follow the show on Facebook, facebook.com/The Mark Cox Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
All right, we've complained many times over the years, at least I have, over having to go get your car inspected before you can go get your plates renewed. It's just so irritating because very few cars ever fail these emissions tests, but you have to go pay the fee anyway. The people providing the service usually lose money on the deal, probably, because it's a state-mandated fee. How can we stop that? I don't know. Jason Law's got some ideas. He's former mayor out in Lake St. Louis. He's running for St. Charles County Executive. Jason, how are you?
I'm doing good, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Good to talk to you again. I saw your press release on this and the fact that you're going to try to get a petition drive started to maybe at least exclude St. Charles County from this silliness if we can't get it statewide.
You know, I think the drive will be to get it done statewide. I mean, it cost our taxpayers an extra $115 million each and every year. And Congressman now Bob Onder actually had legislation passed, but it was vetoed by Mr. Parsons because the Biden EPA was going to hold back funding for roads. So, less than 2% of these vehicles actually fail, and technology's advanced, and there's no need for it anymore.
Well, it's true.
It's something that we're going to work hard to get done.
Every car that's on the road today, even the ones that are 15 or 20 years old, I mean, my truck is 10 years old now. It's a diesel, and it's so emissions efficient that it basically puts steam out the back end of the truck, right? I mean, they've throttled those things down so much, it's ridiculous. Even cars that are 10 or 15 years old have very high quality emission systems on them. So to your point that only 2% of the cars that go through this fail, how many, what are the numbers on that? Do you know? I mean, how many people have to get these tests done every year versus how many fail?
So there's about 750,000 cars that go through this per year, which is it's a lot of cars.
Yeah.
And 2% after 2010, after cars being built in 2010 after, that number actually goes down to about 1%. And then half of those failures are because of gas caps
not
being tightened.
Jason, I have a question from one of our listeners for you. This is Bindi King. She's saying Franklin County got rid of emissions testing, but then added a tax to gas price. So what would happen in St. Charles County, for example, if that were to happen?
So actually, Franklin County is not a part of the four counties that has to get this done per the EPA. So if we eliminated this, there would be no tax. This is just an undue burden amongst our taxpayers. It's a silly old regulation. And with Trump in office, this is and him getting rid of regulations, this is a great time to bring this up again.
Yeah, I wonder if anybody has asked Lee Zeldin about this. And because, you know, some of this stuff they do through like administrative fiat, this threatening to fine a state if they didn't do this or didn't do that. I mean, some of that is administrative. I wonder if there's been anybody has approached Lee Zeldin about how his EPA would react to something like this.
You know, I think that's a fantastic question that hopefully we can, once we get this petition going, we're going to include Congressman Bob Bonder to help us. And we're going to, Nick Shore wants to be a part of this, Senator Nick Shore, to try to get something done again through the state, through the legislative process, and bring all these things together and then have Congressman Bob Bonder and Congresswoman Ann Wagner present this to the Trump administration.
Yeah, it's a great idea. And while you're at it, let's eliminate the personal property tax, too.
Please.
What do you think?
that would be fantastic. And in Lake St. Louis, we don't have a personal property tax.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, you still have to. You mean the city doesn't
not
levy,
in addition to the
they
state?
Don't levy a personal property tax, right?
Yeah,
as part of what you pay.
The city of Lake St. Louis does not levy a personal property tax,
right?
And we cut taxes by 46%.
So you'd still have to pay that personal property tax to the state. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, and to local fire departments or whoever else benefits from it.
That really adds up. I'm stunned every year. I'm just irritated when I see how much we owe.
Yeah. Jason, before I run out of time here, tell people what's made you decide to run for county executive out in St. Charles County.
You know, I'm running for St. Charles County executive because the conservative principles, executive leadership, and I have that, and I have a proven track record of cutting personal or property tax by 46% and then cutting crime by nearly 45% over the last 4 years, becoming a top 10 safest city in the state of Missouri. And I'm going to bring that executive leadership to St. Charles County and make sure that we stay safe.
And speaking of safety, I mean, maybe people don't realize that you are a law enforcement officer yourself. What role does that play in it?
It plays a big role. I'm a lieutenant colonel with the St. Louis County Police Department, and I manage 1,300 employees on a daily basis and protect the citizens of 400,000. And then we assist with the other 550,000 residents in St. Louis County. So I understand the leadership principles needed to run a large county, and I look forward to this campaign and getting our message out, and it's really resonating with our listeners.
Well, Jason Law, we appreciate your time this morning. Best of luck with this petition to get rid of this emissions testing. I'll happily sign it for you if you've got one circulating.
We'll get it to you, sir. I appreciate your time this morning.
You bet. Take care. Jason Law, candidate there for the St. Charles County executive. And well, what a relief that would be. I remember we used to have to go to those. We did get rid of this. Remember we used to go to those testing stations and they would run your tires on those rollers and all that stuff and rev the engine up really high.
Mm-hmm.
And they were damaging cars and transmissions and all kinds of problems across the state, and they were finally able to get rid of that. That was a more expensive process that you had to go through, but they kept some portion of it. It's just ridiculous. It's just such a small percentage of cars ever fail that, because there are very few clunkers on the road these days.
It's, the wait is always so long.
Right. Yeah, and the clunkers were usually excluded from it. If a car was over so many years old, they didn't even have to get a test. Just didn't make any sense at all. All right, coming up, we're going to get to Congressman Bob Onder on the Big Beautiful Bill.
I just think this is politically a loser for the Republican Party, because no one believes that you can cut literally hundreds of billions of dollars from health care and food assistance, and nobody gets hurt.
Capital Beat.
All right, we've got Congressman Bob Onder on the phone with us this morning, straight back from Washington, D.C. And Bob, how are you, sir?
Doing great this morning. A little bit caught up on sleep. We pulled an all-nighter, which I had not done in many years, in order to get the Big Beautiful Bill done. So feeling really good about our work in D.C. this week.
Well, I was going to ask you about that. Of course, the headline is that, Senator Hawley's made some comments about the Medicaid cuts. And, of course, the left, as you heard Claire McCaskill there, is melting down over some of these cuts to Medicaid. Kind of explain to me how you understand that. My understanding is a lot of it has to do with waste and fraud and money that was going to illegals. That all plays into this, right?
Yeah, Mark. I was about to record a video on this subject later today. Look, I am a physician who has treated Medicaid patients for over 30 years. I know this system inside and out, and it is rampant with waste, fraud, and abuse. And Barack Obama made it a lot worse with Obamacare Medicaid expansion to healthy, able-bodied, working-age adults. And Biden made it even worse when during COVID he stopped eligibility checks on recipients in the name of fighting COVID. In the Biden administration, we saw a 50% increase in the cost of Medicaid, and blue states are ripping off the taxpayer big time. And there aren't even cuts. First of all, the traditional Medicaid population, the truly vulnerable, the disabled, the poor elderly, poor children, and pregnant women are not affected by this bill at all. Zero. Nada. The only population affected by this bill are the working age, able-bodied adults who were added under Obamacare. 10 states haven't even added that population of recipients to Medicaid. And it would do two things. One, it would require eligibility checks so that the rolls won't be bloated with people who aren't even eligible, who don't even live in the state and many times don't even exist, because we know there's abundant fraud in Medicaid. And secondly, it would require for, again, able-bodied working age adults, mostly men, it would require very modest work requirements. I think they ought to be stronger than they are. 20 hours a week, and not only does paid work count, but looking for work counts, volunteer work counts, or being in school or a training program counts. So anyone who says we're somehow slashing Medicaid and really going to hurt people, they don't know what they're talking about, or they're lying to us, Mark. And I'm sorry to say that, but that is the way the modern Democratic Party and unfortunately some Republicans are dealing with these welfare issues.
Well, and what's surprising, I guess, to me, and I think you too, Mark, is that it sounds like Senator Josh Hawley has come out and said he doesn't support any cuts to Medicaid. Is that surprising to you, or are we missing something here?
Well, Kim, I've listened to some of his statements, and I don't know how he's defining cuts, because there are no cuts to Medicaid in this program. In all honesty, we should have gone, and we could talk about this for 2 or 3 hours about all the reforms we should be making to our Medicaid system, but there are no cuts in this program. we're doing two things. We're checking eligibility to make sure that the taxpayer is paying for someone who's really eligible for the program. And number two, we are insisting that those able to work under certain circumstances have to do so as a condition of receiving the benefits, period, end of story. So maybe in the back of his mind, Josh is saying if there were true cuts, he wouldn't support that. Mm-hmm. I certainly hope that he will support the very modest, again, I think too modest, reforms that were made in the House bill, in the big, beautiful bill.
Yeah, we're talking to Congressman Bob Onder. Now, you were serving in the Missouri Senate, I believe, in 2020 when voters put into the Constitution, they expanded Medicaid. And a lot of us who were concerned about that at the time warned everybody, if you vote for this and the federal gravy train ever slows down, Missouri taxpayers are going to be on the hook for it. And it looks like that's exactly what might happen if there's a if some of these reductions are put in place, right?
Well, yeah, but those aren't in the House bill. I think actually some of those probably should be, but they're not in the House bill. Yeah, that refers to what's sometimes called the FMAP, the matching formula. So traditional Medicaid nationwide for the truly vulnerable, you know, the poor elderly, poor children, the disabled and pregnant women is a 50-50 program. It's a 50% state program, a 50% federal program, and that 50-50, whereas the Obamacare expansion population, able-bodied working age adults who ought to be working but aren't, that's a 90-10 program, 90% right. Federal, 10%. So the states look upon that as free money, and they have not been good stewards with that money. Missouri hasn't even been a very good steward with that money, but the blue states like California, New York, New Jersey, they are just wasting money and spending twice as much money per capita as Missourians or other red states. So reform is not the same as cuts. We should be doing a lot more to reform. And I just can't believe any Republican would ever think that we don't need at least the very modest Medicaid reforms that are in this bill.
Absolutely. I support that completely. Congressman, let's celebrate what we did get done, and that is making permanent these tax cuts and some of the 100%. Other things like that.
100%. Fundamentally, you know, Medicaid, honestly, is a side issue. Salt tax is a side issue. Fundamentally, this is a tax bill that renews the 2017 President Trump Tax Cut and Jobs Act. If we had not done that, 540,000 Missouri families, Missouri taxpayers in my district would have been faced with an on average 22% tax cut. Small businesses would have seen a tax rate that would go up to 43.4%. The average family would pay $1,600 more in federal taxes. The child tax exemption would go down. The standard deduction would go down. It would have been a $4.5 trillion tax increase, the largest tax increase in American history. So, again, the tax, the renewal and the permanency of the tax cuts were an enormous cause for celebration. And at the same time, we reversed foolish Biden energy policy like phasing out the gas and diesel-powered cars and trucks by 2035, by the EV mandates, CAFE standards. And we finally provided the funding that we need to secure the border, providing for another million in annual removals of illegal aliens. And finally, we are building 701 miles of border wall, the big, beautiful wall that that I believe 77 million Americans voted for on November 5th. So this bill is an enormous cause for celebration. My disappointments are mostly that it didn't do more on the fiscal side of getting our debt and deficit back on track. But the things this bill did do are overwhelmingly positive for the American people.
Bob, thank you very much for your time and enjoy your long weekend. Get some rest.
Well, thank you very much. Always love to be on. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too. Thank you. Congressman Bob Onder there joining us live after helping pass the big, beautiful bill. Love that explanation of Medicaid. People needed to hear that.
Yeah.
People need to understand what they're dealing with here and that this isn't the Democrats screaming that the sky is falling again, which they always do when you try to cut any of their ridiculous spending, which is this is a great example of that for sure. All right. Quick break. Kim, what are we talking about today on Kim on a Whim?
So the U.S. Treasury Department just came out and announced it will no longer be producing pennies. Ah. And so the questions I ask myself would be, okay, well, first, why are they doing that? And what kind of an impact could it have on me? Some of you might be asking yourselves the same questions. Well, I went and I found the answers, and I'll share them with you when we come back.
All right, back in a minute.
The original truth-telling dog face pony soldier, Mark Cox.
Happy birthday to you. Shake your tail with the doggy crew. Give a yip, yip.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
And a backflip. Happy birthday to you.
All right. Shout out to my grandson, Ashton Alexander, who's celebrating his fourth birthday today.
Aww.
This is my little dude who's listening right now. So, Ashton, Papa's been missing you. Just so you know that, and I wish you have a very happy birthday, and I look forward to seeing you a little later today.
Happy birthday, Ashton.
Yeah, he's riding in the car with his mommy right
now.
Does
he have a theme for his birthday?
I would be surprised if it's not Paw Patrol.
That's the big hit right now, Paw Patrol.
He loves that, and he loves Spider-Man, so he's enjoying both of those.
Well, I'm sorry to break it to Ashton. I don't think he's going to care about the story I'm talking about for Kim on a Whim. But yes, happy birthday to Ashton. But the Treasury Department has announced that it's going to no longer be making pennies, which I think is very interesting. But basically, they're saying that this is going to have an annual savings of about $56 million. Now, of course, the questions I had immediately were, why are they doing this and what kind of an impact could it have on me? Well, they're saying in the last 10 years, the cost of making these coins has risen from a little over 1 cent to nearly 4 cents per penny.
It costs 4 cents to make one penny.
Yeah, so obviously they're losing money, so I can understand why they're not wanting to do this anymore.
Well, nobody wants a pocket full of change anymore. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
right.
fewer people use cash on a regular basis. They're all using their cards. And then if you notice, the next time you're at the convenience store, I challenge you to notice this. That little tray they keep there next to the cash register. Yeah, it rarely is there anything in it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Because people just aren't getting that much. They're just not using cash all that much these days.
The only reason I want quarters is for Aldi.
Well, there you go.
That's it. Now, the downside of this is that this is the Fox Business article. It says as pennies fade from use, companies will have to either round up or round down to the nearest cents. And 5 cents, I should say. What do we think they're going to do?
We're going to round up. That makes sense.
That's the only bummer is that this really affects people, only people who pay cash and need the exact change, which, like you said, is there's so few of us these days. We just use cards.
Yeah, I think you know, here's the thing that that drove this home to me over the last couple of years. I've always done this when I get home in the evening. If I'll go into the bedroom, I'll empty out my pockets of any change, and I keep a glass jar on the top of my dresser, and I just dump the change in there. And then ever so often, I would take that thing to the coin machine at my bank and dump it out and, you know, get 40 or 50 or 60 bucks in pocket change that has accumulated. And over the last, it's taken me longer and longer in between to fill that thing up. I mean, and I can't remember the last time I even went and dumped it. U.S. Bank has some of those machines in their banks, certain locations. Maybe some other banks do. I'm just going by what I know with U.S. Bank. If not, you got to go to one of those Coinstar machines where they take a portion of it from you for the convenience of emptying the coins out. But I can't remember the last time I did that because I just don't use cash very often anymore.
I remember as a kid putting all my quarters, and I'd get so excited when I realized how much money I had. And yeah, you take it to the bank and you get your cash for it.
Yeah.
You know, obviously you'll still have all the pennies that have already been produced. And by the way, this isn't happening until next year, so they still will be producing for a little bit. But you have to wonder if people are going to start trying to collect these. Like, it'll be some collector's item.
Oh, the
pennies.
Maybe.
Is that a thing?
People always hoarded
toilet paper, so let's be real. Let's not put it past people.
I always love the stories where somebody got a big tax bill or something and tried to pay for it in pennies, like rolled a wheelbarrow full of pennies in to pay for it. And
just as like a, just I can't like stand that I have to pay this.
Stick it in your eye and let you deal with all these pennies these days.
So what's the date? Have they set a date for... have they made the decision they will stop making pennies after?
It says early 2026.
So next year sometime.
Next year sometime. So I would assume by this time next year, if I had to guess, they will no longer be making pennies. Why would it take 4 cents per penny?
Well, I imagine labor costs are up.
But I mean, it's a machine. Wouldn't you just pop it in the machine and it's the stuff that's on, like, it would just... Why would you have to hire? I don't know. I'm not saying you don't have to have any labor involved with that, but it doesn't seem like you'd have to have a ton of people there if the machines are the ones that are making these.
Right, right. And is that their? I mean, is that the best judge of whether or not it's no longer necessary? But what about when a nickel costs 6 cents to produce? I mean, you could make that argument about all of them, probably.
Or what if a liberal gets elected in 4 years? Could they just go back on this and say we're going to start making pennies again?
Sure. Of course they could.
Make pennies, don't make pennies. Okay, now we're not going to make quarters. No, we are going to make quarters.
Now, is Treasury making this decision on their own, or is this congressional action?
I don't believe it's congressional. No. I think this is just, my understanding is I think it was the Treasury Department.
All right. Coming up, we got the winner. We get to announce it as the exclusive radio host of Guns N' Hoses. The winner of our Queen of Hearts drawing this week. You tell you how you can get involved in that and help our friends at Guns N' Hoses and Backstoppers. And then we're going to talk to Jonah Platt about the attacks on the Israeli embassy workers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.